Yo. I'm alright. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on a couple of my favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 97.1 FM, KSBT, 1250 AM, KBFI, beautiful Bonner's Ferry, and as well as we are on North Idaho Radio.
That's 1450, Mom. 1450.
1450?
Not 1250. It's 1450.
That's what I said.
You said 1250.
I meant 1450.
I know you did.
1450 AM and KBF, I'm getting corrected.
If they're listening on 1250, they won't hear us.
Yeah. I feel like I'm getting spanked. Anyway, I'm Bob Witte, your North Idaho Thursday host, back from a long weekend in Pocatello and with a little pit stop in Missoula. Bulldog football season came to an end last Friday night, and Bonner's Ferry Badgers, after... one of, if not their most successful football season of all time, has also come to an end. So now, you know, turning the page, and girls basketball has already begun. Boys basketball a few weeks behind that, and we'll get into wrestling and everything else here as we get into winter. Hey, we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll be chatting with the Art and Historic Preservation Officer with the City of Sandpoint. Of course, that's Heather Upton. It's always a pleasure having Heather on the show. We'll find out what's going on with her and her department these days. Also, our old friend Justin Dick will be with us as well as Chloe Jenkins from Azalea Handpicked Style. And we'll be talking about the Sandpoint Shopping District and their plans for the holidays and shopping and dining and all that stuff that's going to be going on in downtown Sandpoint and the surrounding areas over the next month or so. Of course, coming up, believe it or not, a week from today, it's Thanksgiving. Yeah, and Schweitzer's already opening, and how many years have we missed the Thanksgiving projected opening date? So Schweitzer already having a good year, but yeah, the holidays are here. And to help kick it off, this Saturday at the Greenery District is the 5th annual Jack Frost Fest, brought to you by Rob Talbot, a good friend of ours, and Maddox Farm Productions. It is an all-day into the evening music festival, right there at the Greenery District, which features Matchwood Brewing and Evans Brothers Coffee. In there from noon till 1:30, Scott Taylor and the Endless Switchbacks will be playing outside on the old loading dock. So it's going to be chilly, a little bit chilly on Saturday, so bundle up for that. 1:30 to 2:30, Ben and the Buds will be inside at Matchwood. 2:30 to 4 are the Timber Rattlers playing outside, while 4 to 5, Ben and the Buds are going to be back on the Matchwood stage. And then to end it all, Gin Smoke and Lies will be playing outside from 5 until 6:30. It is absolutely free. Just show up and enjoy yourself. Also, this weekend is the annual Christmas Craft Fair at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. It's Saturday and Sunday, both days from 9 a.m. to 3. It is also free. Just show up and walk around, but you can also support local artisans and enjoy handmade gifts, food and treats, kids' activities, and daily Santa visits from noon until 2. Get your picture taken with Santa. This year's vendor spaces are currently full, so that means there's over 100 vendors. Come out and check it out. There's a gingerbread house building contest benefiting the community food bank, and lots going on at the Christmas Craft Fair at the fairgrounds. For more information, go to bonnercountyfair.com. That's bonnercountyfair.com. What else is going on? Let's see. There's the CASA Purse Party is happening. CASA Annual Purse Party. The court-appointed special advocates protects and they advocate for Idaho children in need of a safe, healthy home. Bring a friend, purchase a purse, and enjoy a glass of wine. And this is going on at the Pondere Winery tomorrow from 4 until 7. Brian Jacobs is playing at the Beer Hall tomorrow. You can go to panada.org and see all the things that are happening there this weekend. But there's an evening with Lena Hegg and all the Wild Horses playing there this weekend. What else? Nobody Famous is playing. That's the name of a band. Nobody Famous is playing at the Ponderay Winery on Saturday. Devin Wade is Saturday at his home away from home, McDuff's Beer Hall. Brendan Gay Comedy, a comedy show, is at the Panada on Saturday. Again, panada.org for all of that. This weekend is opening weekend at Schweitzer. To find out what exactly is opened and what it costs and all that kind of stuff, go to Schweitzer.com and check that out, Schweitzer.com. The Ponderay Event Center on Sunday, I believe it is, maybe it's Saturday, they are having a turkey ball starting at 7, begin with a one-hour beginner waltz lessons, and then general dancing from 8 until 10. That's at the Ponderay Event Center Saturday, and the Fishing Derby starts Saturday as well, Lake Ponderay Idaho Club's annual Fall Fishing Derby. For more information on that, how you can get signed up and all the details, go to LPOIC, Lake Ponderay Idaho Club, LPOIC.org. How's that? Anyway, lots of stuff going on, and then into next week, the annual Turkey Trot to join Lighthouse YMCA and the Sandpoint Rec Department for the annual Turkey Trot and Food Drive. It is a week from Saturday across the street from the YMCA there in the park, and it starts at 9 a.m. It's going to be chilly, but it's always great to and bring a donation for the food bank. It's always a lot of fun. Actually, that is on Thanksgiving. I'm sorry. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving. Also, at the Hoot Owl on Thanksgiving from 11 to 3, there is a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. It's free at the Hoot Owl. And you know what else I heard this morning? The Hoot Owl is now serving dinner. First I heard about it, just this morning. And then mark your calendars for a week from tomorrow, as the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce will once again be putting on the annual Christmas tree lighting in Jeff Jones Square on right downtown there. And I know who it is, but I'm not going to tell you. But there is going to be Santa Claus for the kids to sit on his lap and all of that. So check that out. And that's a week from tomorrow, and I think that's all at 6 o'clock. I'll have to check on that when Justin gets in here. Anyway, got a great show for you today. Heather Upton is with us in just a minute, then Chloe and Justin talking about the Sandpoint Shopping District and all their great holiday events. It's happening right here on North Idaho Thursday, right after this.
Local jobs, local service, local community dedication. When you choose Ford, you're choosing local. That's your Northwest Ford dealers. We're in your town, serving you, your friends, and your neighbors, just like we have for over 100 years. So when you need a new truck or SUV, keep it local and come see us. When you need an oil change or multi-point inspection, we're right down the road and happy to help. And when you want accessories to trick out your Ford, like a bike rack or bed liner, you don't have to go far to get what you need. Not everyone can say they're part of the local fabric, but your Northwest Ford dealers can. Whether you're in Fairbanks, Alaska, Great Falls, Montana, Coos Bay, Oregon, Yakima, Washington, or anywhere in between, we're keeping you on the road, and we're keeping it local. We're your Northwest Ford dealers. Stop by today or visit buyfordnow.com.
Have you tried the new Fast Lane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fast Lane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today. And if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Pat Murphy here, and today talking about the good folks at North Idaho Collision in Bonners Ferry and talking about aftermarket parts versus OEM parts. If you're wondering what that means, OEM means original manufactured parts that come on your vehicle from the factory. Aftermarket parts are imitation Chinese parts. Did you know that 85% of all insurance companies' estimates are written to include aftermarket parts? At North Idaho Collision, they only use 100% OEM parts, whether your insurance covers it or not. And out of the 150,000 body shops in the United States, there are less than 100 shops that only use OEM parts, and that includes North Idaho Collision in Bonners Ferry, who care more about quality than profit. If you live in Bonners Ferry, it's a no-brainer where to go. And if you live in Sandpoint, Libby, or Troy, it's absolutely worth the drive. Call them at 208-267-9995. That's 208-267-9995, or go to the website. That's nicrepaircenter.com.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, and as advertised, we are joined this afternoon by Heather Upton. She is the Art and Historic Preservation Officer with the City of Sandpoint. Heather, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving? It's only a week away.
I know. It's hard to believe. Trying.
And so you were, you know, formerly with the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. And how long have you been with the city now?
Since June. So about 5 months.
So how's it going? Five months?
It's been so great. This is a whole new position for the city. So it's pretty exciting to be, I feel like we're kind of making history. There are only two cities with this position in the state of Idaho.
Oh, what's the other one?
Boise.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
So Boise and Sandpoint have that in common. That's kind of cool.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. So are you still in touch with the folks at the museum? Or?
Of course. Yeah. Yes, we work closely, the city does, with the museum. And just they're such an important institution to our community. And that's part of the one of my roles is making sure that, you know, we're supporting arts, culture, and historic preservation in the community. So any support that we can give the museum is very important to the city.
So, and on a day in, day out basis, what does the Art and Historic Preservation Officer do?
So funny that you asked that. I had somebody else ask me that today. And, you know, what's really exciting and I do really well with, there's so many different things that I could be doing within a day. Okay. And so anything that has to do with culture, historic preservation, or arts within the city, I'm activated on. So I may be working on a grant to help support arts or historic preservation in the community. I might be working with a building owner on civic space and, you know, art opportunities. I could be, you know, doing research on historic buildings in different neighborhoods or downtown. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people don't realize that there is a function like that, and it's important. So when you started this job 5 months ago, like the first day, did you just sit down and go, so now what do I do?
Where do I begin?
Or was there somebody saying, we want to achieve this and this and this? Or
yes, I have. So my guiding document is the adopted Arts, Culture, and Historic Master Plan. And that was adopted in 2021. And it's a beautiful document, roadmap on goals that we are to implement at the city. And my role is to implement all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good roadmap. So with you had some grants coming up, and I you told me about what a month or so ago, last time you were here.
Huge!
And so I immediately called the festival at Sandpoint, right, which I'm still president of, and said, "Hey, you know, have we applied for this?" I go, "Oh, we haven't even heard of it." And then, boom, 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 and they're one of the recipients.
Yeah, so exciting. That was one of my first things that I started working on when I got into this position. So the city was awarded $150,000 from the National Endowment of Arts through the American Rescue Plan funding. It's a mouthful. So $50,000 went to my position, and $100,000 was to be put through a sub-grant process for nonprofit arts organizations in our community. And so I developed that grant, and then we launched it, and we had such strong applicants. It was very, very exciting. So I have a really wonderful grant review committee that sat down and looked at all the applications. I was a grant administrator, so I looked at the applications, okay, made sure that if they were eligible or not, and then gave them to the review committee, and they made their selections, recommendations, which went to council. And then council adopted the recommendations, and I'm happy to announce that we had 8 recipients that received great amount of funding in our community that are nonprofit arts organizations. I can share that with you if you'd
absolutely
like. So the Music Conservatory got $24,000. Ponderay Arts Council received $24,000. The Bonner County Historical Society received $12,500. Lighthouse YMCA, $12,500. Carousel of Smiles, $7,000. Festival of Sandpoint, $7,000. Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater, $7,000. And the Panada Theater, $7,000.
So how did this committee, or you, or you with the committee, decide on who got what amount of money? How did you figure that out?
Super
hard
decisions. Oh my gosh. And, you know, it ultimately landed on, it was a competitive grant. So it landed down to how strong was that application that they presented. So that was a huge one. And that's typical with grant writing, right? So, but we have, of course, the master plan and the goals within that. So through the grant worksheet, I encouraged people to the grant description to look at that, because it was for nonprofits that were accomplishing the meaningful goals in the Arts, Culture, and Historic Master Plan. So things such as, does the organization impact, how do they impact the community through their art programming, support economic development, tourism, creative vitality? What is the accessibility of their programming to a broad audience, particularly to the underserved that generally would not have access to arts and culture? And does the organization make a specific difference in developing, sustaining the local arts community by investing in local arts? Other things, creating opportunities that bring Sandpoint residents together. And, you know, what is the financial structure and the longevity of that institution? And then specific things were artist merit, artist excellence, accessibility. There were 4 other areas of impact. So it was all lined out in the grant description. And it was really interesting to see what was presented and the approach and the unique art programming that we had in our community.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very, very lucky that we have these organizations and so many others that...
Absolutely.
So I'm always a little confused about grant writing. So you mentioned the Music Conservatory, POAC, the Historical Society, Lighthouse, YMCA, Carousel of Smiles, Festival at Sandpoint, the LPO Repertory Theater, and the Panada. Do they all write their own grants, or do they have grant writers, or does it vary? Or because I've met people say, "Oh, I'm a grant writer. I do this for nonprofits."
And absolutely,
I always thought that they all did their own. Or
yeah, it's interesting. I think that's It's very specific with each organization. So at the museum, we had staff that worked on grant writing. In fact, Hannah Combs, she did a lot of writing. She was an amazing writer, and it definitely fit her wheelhouse.
Did she, using her as an example, go to school specifically to become, learn how to write grants, or she's just a great writer?
She's just a super talented human being. Just a great writer. But it looked like, if upon reflection of the grants, there was executive directors that were writing it.
Okay.
And presidents of nonprofits, volunteers, so that was, it seemed kind of like it was a mixed bag in that regard.
Yeah. So yeah, well, I was just been curious about that. So is this $150,000 that you guys were able to decide who got?
$100,000. Yeah. Oh. So I snagged the $50,000 with my job. Sorry.
There you go. I didn't know that part. I was just looking at the fact sheet.
I will make it worth the community's while, I promise.
That was one of my next questions, so you answered that. Thank you. So of this $100,000, is this something that may come about yearly, or was this a one-time
thing? This was a one-time thing, and it was also due, you know, with the American Rescue Plan funding, so that was related to COVID. So when you asked me what were the qualifications, I didn't go into all of them because there were more than I spoke about, but one of them was how did COVID impact the organization as well. So, but
for the most part, all of those organizations had to take a year off.
Absolutely. I mean, it definitely affected everyone, some more than others. So with keeping that in mind, yeah, it's interesting.
So just a one-time thing.
One-time thing, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So with that having been said, what is next on your plate? What's the next big thing with the Art and Historic Preservation Officer for the City of Sandpoint?
Well, we definitely have a lot of things happening at the city that are really exciting. There's the Downtown Waterfront Design Competition.
Yeah.
We have...
So that is a full... competition?
It is.
So people like architects are submitting their plans of what they would want it to look like.
So we're working with a specialist who's designing the framework for what the competition will look like.
Okay.
Yes. And then teams will apply to that. And Jennifer is an expert in that realm, Jennifer Stapleton. Mm-hmm. And so she's working with the developer of the design competition for that. So I've been downloading to the particular individuals on history, culture, our community culture, but Native American culture as well, and art. So I'm supporting that venture through that. I'm continuing to work on this grant as it keeps running. I'm looking for other grant funding opportunities for art and history. We're doing a lot of education moments, new art programming. So my days are endless.
Yeah. And you seem super enthusiastic and excited about this position.
Oh, I love it. I feel very, very lucky to be a part of it. The city, it's so fun. We live in such a magical place. So it's neat to be a part of it in this faction.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you have a couple little kids. You have the holidays right around the corner. And
yes.
Pretty exciting time for you guys.
It is. Yeah, life is good. Killian is 15 months old,
yeah.
So it's fun to see him learn how to walk and now run. And yeah, the traditions are so special in our household.
Does Killian have red hair?
Yeah, there's some highlights going on there. Yes.
Well, I think if you have the name Killian, you gotta.
Killian, Irish, and then I have to give a shout out to my 8-year-old who rules.
Yeah.
So he's such a special big brother as well.
That's great. We're talking to Heather Upton from the City of Sandpoint. It's great to have you on the show. We're gonna do this on a monthly basis or as often as we can, and I really appreciate that. And happy holidays, and we look forward to talking to you. Next month.
Thank you so much, and I wish you the same.
We are going to take a break, and when we come back, speaking of the holidays, Justin Dick and Chloe Jenkins, representing the Sandpoint Shopping District, will be with us, and we'll be talking about what's going on with them as we approach the holidays, so stick around.
There's two kinds of people in the world, those who own a TYM tractor and those that wish they did.
Wahoo! I love my tractor.
Jordan Sales and Service has you covered this winter with a TYM enclosed cab tractor. Include your choice of TYM attachments from snow blowers to snow blades, and you've got winner beat. See your new TYM tractor today at Jordan Sales and Service. New location and showroom at 715 North Pleasant View Road in Post Falls or online at jordansales.com.
Are you ready for a newer, nicer car?
Yeah, I think everyone would agree.
Then run the right play. Head downtown to Riverside Auto Center in Bonner's Ferry, serving Bonner and Boundary County for years. The deals are downtown at Riverside Auto Center. Proud supporter of the Bonner's Ferry Badgers. Don't delay. Make the play on our ever-changing inventory today. See it now at RiversideAutoCenter.com. That's RiversideAutoCenter.com.
Score a touchdown when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as fast as a Bulldog running back, visit TingInternet.com/Bulldogs. That's TingInternet.com/Bulldogs.
Hi, this is Chad from the Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 208-877-6000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 1 week. I am a local private real estate investor, and I am here to help you. I buy multiple houses every month in any condition and any price range in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area. I buy inherited houses, vacant houses, behind in payment houses. I will even buy foreclosures and haunted houses. Woo! Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I love buying fixer-uppers. Regardless of your situation, I understand life happens and I would love to talk with you and see how I can help. If you want to sell fast, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pearls on the Lake at Beyond Hope, Idaho is open. Enjoy their new fall menu with fireplace dining and full cocktail list. And they're available for holiday parties. On the shores of Lake Ponderay, open Wednesday to Saturday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pearls on the Lake.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday, and as aforementioned, Justin Dick from Trinity at City Beach is here. Chloe Jenkins from Azalea Handpicked Style is with us. We're talking about Sandpoint Shopping District and the holidays, believe it or not, a week away from Thanksgiving. I can't wrap my head around that yet.
Feels like it comes on quick, huh?
Yeah, well, it feels like it was just summer 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a beautiful September and October, yeah. And it's like fall kind of was non-existent. We went straight to winter time.
And I was noticing sitting in my living room by the fire yesterday evening that there's still so many leaves on trees. Oh, yeah. They're usually bare by now, so a weird year.
I didn't get mine raked, so I'll wake up to that in the spring.
Yeah, they'll still be there, and then they turn to dirt anyway, so you're good. So what's going on with the Sandpoint Shopping District?
Well, hey, Bob, thanks for having us both on. We really appreciate it. We've really been working. Chloe and I and about 30 other business owners have just been working like heck to get the shopping district up and running and get a ton of special events here. We typically do most of our special events here in the wintertime as well, and they're all geared towards our locals. So we know in the summertime there's no parking, it's tough to get in, places are busy, but we don't do a lot of those events in the summertime. We try to do them to get people walking around downtown. So first up, let me say the last time we were talking, Bob, we were promoting the Apple Fest.
Yeah.
You know, we had roughly 26 different businesses with discounts, anything Apple related, from a pie competition, an Apple catapult. It turned out we had one of the nicest weather days that we had had in a long time. We just want to thank all of the community out. It was probably one of our more successful events that we've done. The weather certainly helped with that. I think Chloe got quite a bit of business as well.
Yeah, it was a great day, and I think the community really enjoyed taking part of it, and we appreciate all those locals coming out, and we just want to tell you about the new exciting stuff for you to come shop around downtown.
Well, why don't you tell us about the new exciting stuff you have for shopping downtown?
Well, to start, we've got Black Friday and Shop Small Saturday coming up right after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. so get full with your family and then bring them downtown. We're going to have lots of specials. All the stores are going to be doing discounts and sales and giveaways.
This is marking the end of shoulder season. You
already,
know, as right? We've had, and I could be wrong. You guys are in the retail food and clothing business, so you would know better. But it seems to me 20, 30, 40 years ago, the shoulder season was much more severe for downtown Sandpoint, like in between summer and Schweitzer opening. Business went down to almost nothing. Is that still as radical change for you guys, or is it less and less?
COVID really messed things up with that. We really haven't had a shoulder season the last 2 years, as we had so many new people in, or we had a lot in our rubber tire market from Washington mm-hmm. and Montana and Oregon, and even southern Idaho, that we're trying to drive up and spend some time. So, you know, the last two Novembers have been amazing, but traditionally, especially in our the restaurant industry, and specifically at Trinity, because we're just a little bit off the beaten path from First Street, November is so bad we could close until Thanksgiving. And that's just kind of the way it goes. And you try to brace yourself for it every year, talk to the employees about saving as much money as you can through the summer, because there isn't a whole lot of business in November. But we've been pretty fortunate. Like I said, we had an amazing September and October. So far, the first half of the month has been pretty darn good. Haven't had too much crazy snow. We had the big, we had some snow and then rain, which those are always the worst type of events in mm-hmm. Sandpoint. All the flat roofs start to cave in. But yeah, no, it's been great. We're excited to be on here talking about it. And as Chloe was saying, you got Black Friday, so do remember, before you hit all the box stores as well, you've got all your independent retailers and restaurants. We got to add some dining in there as well. You got to get some sustenance after you've been running around buying all the stuff for Christmas. So we're going to have a ton of specials between the 30 some odd businesses. And then Shop Small Saturday, it should be called Shop and Dine Small Saturday. Day, but super cool. If you guys remember, years ago, American Express was the one that actually brought this on and tried to add it to the list of holiday fun. Mm-hmm. And it's really caught on, and it's especially caught on in like rural communities where we have a very big footprint of independent small business owners as well too. So we really want to highlight that. Make sure you get out and remember that every time that you're spending here locally, that money is going to local employees who live in Sandpoint or the surrounding area, who also frequent other businesses. So there was an old saying back in the day, and I don't know how true it is, but it was, you know, roughly 93 cents of each dollar spent locally stayed in the community, versus going on to Amazon, putting it in your cart and hitting checkout and waiting for it to be delivered to your house. You know, please go out. And the other thing we really want to talk about is, if you haven't been downtown in a while, please come. The parking is fantastic this time of year. Chloe and I were just talking. If you drive over by Chloe's, take a look at her window as well, too. The merchandise, I'll let her talk about the merchandising, but the storefronts look amazing, and they've got tons of new holiday product.
Well, Justin, you touched on the Amazon thing, which I know, especially during COVID, was just so convenient for so many people. It's like, I don't have to go anywhere. I don't want to really go anywhere. But I challenge you, as I'm a consumer, and check prices on Amazon and then go downtown and look at the exact same product, and you'll be pleasantly surprised that the pricing is not much different, if it's different at all. And I'm finding that more and more about what a bargain most of our local businesses are. So, yeah, supporting people like you guys is what we should all be doing.
Well, and I think all of the businesses work really hard to have beautiful products, mm-hmm. individual things you might not find other places that really speak to our community and our town. And like Justin said, you're supporting families when you do that. And I also just encourage people getting out and making it a social thing. And that's part of the downtown shopping district that we do. And, you know, go have dinner with your friends, have your family come out and walk around and show them how great the community is and everything that's to offer downtown. Make it an event. Take the day and have some fun out there.
I agree with you. So tell us about your storefront window.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe like October flew by. It was over after Halloween and it was like, let's get that Christmas out there. I know it annoys some people, but others of us are ready. And I've seen a lot of Christmas windows go up and displays and decorations. And I think next week the city's going to get those lights on the trees.
You guys have seen them out. They're out there lighting. We just got to get them all working in our little town. If you haven't spent a holiday season in Sandpoint, you're in for a treat. And right after, I believe it's on Black Friday as well, over at Jeff Jones Square, we're going to be doing the Christmas tree lighting as well, too, which is always a fantastic time to gather the family.
And like Santa Claus will be there.
Yeah. Like Chloe said, make a day out of it. Make an experience. You don't have to go spend a ton of money to go into the downtown corridor and pick out some stuff that you might be getting for Christmas. Look at stuff, being able to be part of the Christmas tree lighting. If it does get a little snow, there's nothing more beautiful than walking down the streets and seeing all the trees lit up. Big Christmas tree over at Jeff Jones Square. And again, all of our retailers do such an amazing job of merchandising their front windows. Sometimes they're we had done in the past, we had done the storefront competition as well, the window painting and the merchandising. So I don't know if that's going to be added too. Our big thing is just finding volunteers. You know, we've got all the business owners. Everybody's running into several different directions and trying to get ready for the holidays as well. So we're always looking for volunteers. So if you are interested in helping out with any of this, you know where to find me. I'll be at Trinity. I'm there every day. You can also find Chloe over at her store as well too. So we can put you to work.
Yeah, and just a quick shout out to downtown Santa Claus Christmas lighting. Last year, the Santa Claus that the chamber had picked, they picked him because he owns his own Santa suit. I hope I'm not blowing this for anybody who believes in Santa Claus, but he showed up without his Santa suit.
Oh, no.
He assumed that they were going to provide one for him, and he doesn't live around here, so it was like, what do we do? Quick call to Lindsay Larson over at Larson's, like, you don't happen to have a Santa suit? And she's like, you know, we do. Save the day. So anyway, that's the kind of thing that could only happen in downtown Sandpoint.
Well, and that's a really good point, Bob, because I think one of the things that's really interesting, I've been with the shopping district for about a year. I avoided it like the plague for a long time because I thought it was going to be one more meeting. And was it going to...
And like, you need another meeting,
well,
Justin.
It. Yeah. And was it going to really help the rest, you know, my restaurant? Is it just there for the retailers? But the retailers are our front line, right? And same with the restaurant employees. They're the front line for you to be able to come in, shop, but also understand what to do's next, what's going to happen next. And sending people down to City Beach or on Ponderade Bay Trail or up to Schweitzer. We got Schweitzer here opening up a week early, it sounds like, which is fantastic. But the group is just really tight knit and, you know, a win
growing.
For, yeah, and growing every day. We got five or six new members. We got Barrel 33. If everybody's seen, they're right on First Street, right next to Spuds on the south side. Mm-hmm. They've got some great great beer, great wine, and some light bites to eat. We got 7BIV right on the corner of Church and Main Street, I believe, or Church and Second. Heart Bowls, everybody knows Heart Bowls. Heart Bowls is doing a great job at that new spot, formerly the Ivano's Wine Bar. Northern Grind, if you haven't been to Northern Grind on Main, I would tell you to go over as quick as you can and go introduce yourself.
Across from Farman Park?
Yep, right across from Farman Park.
So just order a coffee. He'll bike it to you.
So this is a really cool thing. So Jacob,
I was wondering about that bike. It's always out front. Yeah.
So Jacob up reinvested his money into an electric bike, and I think he's actually on his second one. He's doing free coffee delivery to anybody in the downtown corridor, which is just super cool. It's nice. You don't have to stand outside and freeze your tail off while you're waiting for a coffee. He'll bring it right over to you. We've got Whiskey Jack Gallery and then Yafe Wellness, which is right over there on the corner over by 7BIV. So every week we are picking up new businesses that want to be a part of it. And what we've really seen is the camaraderie has just been fantastic. Working on our discounts, you know, everybody's doing these really deep discounts. In years past, you know, nobody wanted to discount the merchandise too much, or we were already going to be busy in the holidays, so we didn't want to discount stuff. Now you have this group of local independent restaurant and retailers that are really eager to get people moving around downtown and really create that vitality in the off season.
So what does it take to be a member of the Sandpoint Shopping District? I mean, you have to go to meetings? Do you have to pay a fee, or what is that all about?
Yes, both of those things. We we have some really great people who are helping as a whole, because in the past, I think business owners have taken it on and it's just overwhelming. So now we've actually hired someone who is helping doing social media, is helping doing some of the marketing and flyers and this kind of thing. So it's our money is well spent, and it's such a great group of people. We meet a couple times a month, depending on what's going on, a little less in the summer because everyone's so slammed. But I mean, really, it's a collaboration between the restaurants and the businesses. And when they go to the restaurants, they're saying, where should we shop? We need ABC. Or if they come in downtown, they say, we're hungry. We need, you know, a restaurant with a view, or we're looking for, you know, some kind of Mexican food, coffee, send us where, you know. So yeah, we hear it all the time. And it's a great collaboration to work together and support each other.
And if you are interested, we typically do our meetings on Tuesdays down at the Cedar Street Bridge. It's nice and warm, and Jacob just brought us all coffee this morning, which
was a great treat.
But yeah, as Chloe said, we are always looking for more people to get involved. The more that we get, as the collective grows, it gives us a really exciting opportunity to do these events and continue to put on more. And one of those events, once we get through Black Friday and Shop Small Saturday, is Ladies Night.
I was just going to ask Chloe about that, because I've heard about it for years. And I know here on the radio stations, we have several businesses that advertise Ladies Night. But what exactly is it?
Well, first of all, just blanket, the whole thing of our December is called Home for the Holidays. So, and we'll throw a couple more dates out for you of things that are coming up. But for Ladies Night, this is Friday, December 2nd, and you want to get your friends, you want to get your family. It's so much fun, and we have lots of things going on. So basically, it starts at about 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And there's going to be a kickoff pre-party at 33 Barrel, and there's going to be some giveaways, some gift certificates to some local restaurants and different things that they'll start with.
So do you have to be a lady to attend?
Oh, no. You do not have to be a lady.
I was asking because I kind of like my odds.
Please come down. Yes. And anyone from town, come join us. Then let's see, you're going to walk around. All the stores are having lots of specials. We have a huge list of retail and restaurants that are doing deals, giveaways, drawings, deep discounts, as Justin was talking about.
We heard some BOGOs this morning. We know everybody enjoys those, so I think they're still putting it together. But one of the really cool parts about Ladies' Night is we have roughly over $1,000 worth of gift certificates from all the participating retailers and restaurants. So you're going to walk around with your passport. I believe it starts at Barrel 33, right?
Yep. And there's four quadrants.
Four little quadrants. Go down, get stamped off, and then it will finish over at Pondre Winery or the 219, which both have music as well. That
sounds like there's a little drinking involved. A
little bit. We got to take care of you after you've worked really hard and spent some of that Christmas cash, or it would be Christmas cash. But yeah, we'll finish it off, and then we'll actually pull, once you get your passport all stamped up, we'll enter it into the competition, and we'll pull that. That is going to be a must-be present to win as well, just because of the amount of money with the gift certificates as well, too. So, you know, and again, it's all geared towards our local population as well. I think the last 2 years have been so tough on all the locals? Can you park? Can you get into your favorite restaurant? Is your retailer open? The hours have been up and down. And it's been really tough to get. I mean, even at Trinity, we did one Christmas party last year.
Wow.
And right now they're coming in so fast, I can't even keep up with them. So I do apologize for those people that I haven't gotten back to, but I will at some point in time. But well, again, yeah, just it's just a fantastic opportunity. In come on, guys, gentlemen, we all know how we are about shopping, right? The great part about Sandpoint is you almost, because it's local, chances are you're going to know the owner, or you're going to know one of the employees, and they may know your significant other as well, too. You get, I'll call it the Nordstrom style customer service, right? Where your retail employee is going to take you around and handpick things that are going to be great for your significant other, for your kids, for a family member, and get you all lined up for Christmas.
Yeah, and guys, you know, it starts at Barrel 33, it ends at the winery, so you'd say, hey, dear, I'll see you at the winery.
See when you get back, right?
Exactly.
You can stop at the beer hall on the way or whatever.
Put up for Christmas.
So Ladies' Night is Friday, December the 2nd, and then the December 16th, are you Yeti for Christmas? I get the play on words, but what does that mean?
This is one of my favorite ones. We have got a Yeti, a big old Yeti, like 6'2", 6'3", that you may see floating around Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all that good stuff. The Yeti will be coming down and doing a little filming at all the participating businesses where we're going to have some, again, we're going to discounts, coupons, BOGOs. We're still waiting for everybody to get all their specials into us. And this is a tough couple of months for us because you've got the business coming in for the holidays. We've got our meetings with the shopping district. And then you got to figure out what you're going to sell after that. So we've got people going around. Like I said, we heard a few. And let me just backtrack real quick because we do have some early discounts for the Shop Small Saturday. Bellaterra is doing three free giveaways. A $75 gift card, a $150 gift card, a $10 gift card, $20 gift card, another $25 gift card, and customers will be entered to get their grand prize for ladies' night as well.
And Justin, we are running out of time here, but is there like a website we can go to see all these specials?
You can go on. I think the easiest way to find it is to get on Facebook. If you have a Facebook page or Instagram, and go to the Sandpoint Shopping District. We've got everything up there and we populate it quite a bit as well too. So make sure you check in a couple of different times.
And Burlwood Dreams, Carousel, Eve's Leaves, Finn and McDonald, of course, Jalapenos, Larson's, Northern Grind, Out West Trading, Ponderay Winery, Peppered Mercantile, Pickled Kitchen. The names of these businesses are great. Sharon's Hallmark, and many, many more. So the point is that, you know, starting next Black Friday and then Shop Small Saturday. And I think we have you guys back on this show in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And we'll talk more about the rest of December at that time.
That's great.
Awesome. Thanks for having us, Bob.
Anytime. Yeah. Justin Dick and Chloe Jenkins are representing the Sandpoint Shopping District, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. I'm back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.